Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
In a world filled with distractions and endless pursuits, have you ever stopped to ask yourself what truly matters in this life? Have you ever longed for a connection that goes beyond the superficial? A relationship that fills the innermost depths of your soul? My dear friends, today I want to explore with you the profound invitation that God extends to each and every one of us. An invitation to draw near to Him, to experience the transformative power of His presence in our lives. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, imagine a child lost in a crowded marketplace, separated from their loving father. Fear grips their heart as they navigate the unfamiliar faces and overwhelming noise. But then, amidst the chaos, they hear a familiar voice calling out their name. It's their father, arms outstretched, beckoning them to come close. In that moment, all the fear fades away, and the child runs into the embrace of their father, finding solace, security, and love. My friends, this is the heart of our Heavenly Father towards us. He yearns for us to draw near to Him, to find our rest and identity in His loving arms. In the book of James, we find a beautiful promise that captures this truth. James 4, verse 8, instructs us saying, "Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you." This verse reminds us that when we take a step towards God, He eagerly takes a step towards us. It is a reciprocal relationship, one marked by intimacy and the assurance of His unwavering love. Now, let us look at three powerful perspectives that will ignite your faith and deepen your understanding of God's desire for intimacy with you. Number one, understand the pursuit of intimacy. In our fast-paced lives, it's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind of responsibilities, ambitions, and endless to-do lists. We often find ourselves running on empty, searching for fulfillment in all the wrong places. But my friends, the truth is that our souls were created to find their ultimate satisfaction in the presence of God. King David, a man after God's own heart, understood this deep longing. In Psalm 63, verses 1 to 2, he pours out his heart, saying, "O God, You are my God. Early will I seek You. My soul thirsts for You. My flesh longs for You in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. So I have looked for You in the sanctuary to see Your power and Your glory." David's words resonate with the cry of every human heart, a thirst that can only be quenched by the living water of God's presence. When we prioritize our relationship with God and make Him the center of our lives, everything else falls into place. We find purpose, peace, and the strength to face any challenge that comes our way. But how do we cultivate this intimacy with God? My friends, it starts with a simple decision to draw near to Him, to carve out time in our busy schedules to seek His face. It means opening our hearts in honest prayer, pouring out our joys, sorrows, and deepest longings before Him. It involves immersing ourselves in His Word, allowing the Scriptures to speak life and truth into our souls. And it also means tuning in to the voice of the Holy Spirit as we consistently pursue intimacy with God. Something beautiful happens. We begin to experience the depths of His love and the transformative power of His grace. Our priorities shift, and we find ourselves aligned with His will and purposes for our lives. In the Gospel of John, Jesus gives us a beautiful picture of the intimacy He desires with us. In John 15, verses 4 to 5, He says, "Abide in Me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of its..."
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Self. Unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in Me. I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in Me and I in him bears much fruit. For without Me, you can do nothing. Abiding in Christ means remaining connected to Him, drawing our strength and sustenance from His love. It means allowing His life to flow through us, transforming us from the inside out. When we abide in Him, we bear fruit. And Galatians 5, verses 22 to 23, tells us that the fruit of the Spirit includes love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. This fruit is not a result of our own doing, but rather a natural outflow of our intimate relationship with Christ. My friends, the pursuit of intimacy with God is not a one-time event, but a lifelong journey. It requires consistency, commitment, and a willingness to prioritize our relationship with Him above all else. There will be times when we face distractions, when the cares of this world threaten to pull us away from His presence. But in those moments, we must remember the words of James 4, verse 8, "Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you." When we take a step towards God, He is always ready to meet us with open arms. He longs to reveal Himself to us, to shower us with His love and grace. So let us make the pursuit of intimacy with God our highest priority. Let us set aside time each day to seek His face, to bask in His presence, and to allow His Word to transform our hearts and minds. As we do, we will experience the fullness of life that can only be found in a deep, abiding relationship with our Heavenly Father. My dear friends, don't settle for a life of spiritual emptiness and shallow pursuits. Embrace the invitation to draw near to God and watch as he transforms your life from the inside out. He is waiting with open arms, ready to draw you close and fill you with his love, peace, and purpose. Number two, understand the power of God's presence. My dear friends, in Psalm 16, verse 11, we find a beautiful promise that says, "You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." This verse reminds us that it is in God's presence where we find true joy, contentment, and fulfillment. When we draw near to Him, we experience a profound sense of peace that transcends all understanding. In a world filled with chaos, uncertainty, and countless struggles, the presence of God becomes our anchor, our refuge, and our strength. The prophet Isaiah encountered the life-changing power of God's presence in a profound way. In Isaiah 6, verses 1 to 5, we read an interesting account. The scripture says, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above it stood seraphim. Each one had six wings. With two, he covered his face. With two, he covered his feet. And with two, he flew. And one cried to another and said, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.' And the posts of the door were shaken by the voice of him who cried out, and the house was filled with smoke. So I said, 'Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.'" In the presence of God, Isaiah was confronted with his own brokenness and inadequacy. He realized that he was a man of unclean lips, living among a people of unclean lips. But in that moment of despair, God met him with grace and redemption. In Isaiah 6, verse 7, one of the seraphim took a live coal from the altar, touched Isaiah's lips, and declared, "Behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is taken away, and your sin purged." My friends, this is the power of God's presence in our lives. When we draw near to Him, He reveals our brokenness and sin. But He doesn't leave us there. He offers us forgiveness, healing, and transformation. He takes our unclean lips and purifies them with His holy fire. He equips us to be His messengers, to proclaim His goodness and love to a hurting world. As we abide in God's presence, we begin to reflect His character and nature. We become more like Christ, bearing the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. The Apostle Paul reminds us in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, "But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image, from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord." As we gaze upon the glory of God, as we spend time in His presence, we are gradually transformed into His likeness. Our old habits and attitudes begin to fade away, replaced by the love, joy, peace, and righteousness that flow from His Spirit. This transformation is not a result of our own efforts or willpower, but rather a work of grace that happens as we surrender ourselves to God. My dear friends, the power of God's presence is not limited to moments of crisis or desperation. It is available to us every single day, in every moment of our lives. Whether we are facing trials and tribulations or enjoying seasons of blessing and prosperity, God's presence is our constant source of strength, wisdom, and guidance. In Deuteronomy 31, verse 6, Moses encourages the people of Israel with these words, "Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, He is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. No matter what challenges we face, no matter how lonely or overwhelmed we may feel, God promises to never leave us or forsake us. His presence is our ultimate security and comfort. So let us cultivate a lifestyle of abiding in God's presence. Let us set aside time each day to seek His face, to worship Him, and to listen for His still, small voice. As we do, we will experience the transformative power of His presence, molding us into the image of Christ and equipping us to be His light in a dark world. And number three, drawing near through prayer. My dear friends, prayer is the lifeline of our relationship with God, the means by which we communicate with Him, pour out our hearts, and receive His guidance and grace. God makes a beautiful promise to His people in Jeremiah 29, verse 12, saying, "Then you will call upon Me and go and pray to Me, and I will listen to you." This verse reminds us that when we pray, God is attentive to our voices. He doesn't merely hear our words, but He listens with a loving and compassionate heart. He delights in our prayers and longs for us to come before Him with our joys, sorrows, and deepest desires. Throughout the Bible, we see countless examples of men and women who drew near to God through prayer and experienced His power and provision in their lives. One such example is Hannah, a woman who faced the painful reality of infertility and the taunts of her rival. In 1 Samuel 1, verses 10 to 11, we read, "And she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed to the Lord, and wept in anguish. Then she made a vow and said, 'O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant and remember me, and not forget your maidservant, but will give your maidservant a male child, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall come upon his head.'" Hannah poured out her heart before God, openly expressing her pain and longing. She didn't hide her emotions or pretend to have it all together. Instead, she brought her raw and honest prayers before the Lord, trusting in His goodness and faithfulness. And God heard Hannah's prayer. He remembered her and blessed her with a son, Samuel, who would become one of Israel's greatest prophets and leaders. My friends, this is the power of prayer. It moves the heart of God and brings forth His purposes in our lives. When we draw near to Him through prayer, we invite Him into our circumstances, our relationships, and our decisions. We acknowledge our dependence on Him and our need for His wisdom and guidance. But prayer isn't just about presenting our requests to God. It's also about cultivating a deep and intimate relationship with Him. Jesus teaches us in Matthew 6, verses 6 to 7. "But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Jesus encourages us to pray in the secret place, to shut out the distractions of the world and focus solely on our relationship with the Father. He warns us against using empty words or trying to impress others with our prayers. Instead, he invites us to pray with sincerity, simplicity, and faith. As we cultivate a lifestyle of prayer, we will begin to experience the joy and peace that comes from being in constant communion with God. We will find strength to face the challenges of life, wisdom to make difficult decisions, and grace to extend love and forgiveness to others. But prayer isn't always easy. There will be times when we struggle to find the words or when we feel distant from God. In those moments, the Apostle Paul offers us encouragement in Romans 8, verse 26, saying, "Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered." When we don't know how to pray, the Holy Spirit intercedes on our behalf. He takes our unspoken longings and translates them into prayers that align with the will of God. My dear friends, let us make prayer a priority in our lives. Let us set aside time each day to draw near to God, to pour out our hearts before Him, and to listen for His voice. Let us approach Him with boldness and confidence, knowing that He welcomes us into His presence with open arms. As we do, we will experience the transformative power of prayer, drawing us ever closer to the heart of our loving Heavenly Father. My dear friends, drawing near to God is not a one-time event or a temporary solution to life's challenges. It is a lifelong journey, a daily choice to prioritize our relationship with our Heavenly Father above all else. It is a decision to pursue intimacy with Him, to seek His presence, and to communicate with Him through prayer. In a world that constantly vies for our attention and tries to pull us in countless directions, it can be easy to lose sight of what truly matters. But I want to encourage you today to make the pursuit of God's presence your highest priority. Choose to carve out time in your busy schedule to seek His face, to pour out your heart before Him, and to listen for His still, small voice. As you do, you will begin to experience the transformative power of His love and grace in your life. You will find strength to face the challenges that come your way, wisdom to navigate the complexities of life, and peace that surpasses all understanding. Remember, my friends, that God is always ready and willing to draw near to you. He longs for you to experience the fullness of His presence and the abundance of His blessings. So take that step of faith today and embrace the life-changing invitation to draw near to God. Allow Him to transform your life from the inside out. And watch as He leads you on a journey of purpose, fulfillment, and unshakable hope. May God bless you abundantly as you seek His face and experience the transformative power of His presence in your life. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, I come before You with a heart full of reverence and praise. You are the God of all creation, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, He who was and is to come. Lord, Your love and grace is like no other. I am grateful and humbled by Your unwavering presence in my life. Your power and majesty know no bounds, and I bow before you in worship and adoration. Lord, I thank you for the gift of another day and for the gift of life. I thank you for your constant provision, for meeting my every need, and for blessing me beyond measure. Merciful Lord, forgive me for my trespasses, for the times I have strayed from your path, and for the moments I have chosen my own desires over your will. I repent of my sins and ask for your mercy and grace. I also forgive those who have wronged me, releasing them into your capable hands. Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Lord, as I draw near to you, draw me even closer. Let my soul find its deepest satisfaction in your presence. Let my heart be consumed by your love. I hunger and thirst for you, O God, and I long to abide in your presence each day. Give me the strength to pursue intimacy with you above all else, to prioritize our relationship and seek your face continually. In the name of Jesus, I declare that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against me in judgment shall be condemned. I bind every attack of the enemy over my life and the lives of my loved ones, and I rebuke every scheme of darkness in the mighty name of Jesus. I claim victory over every challenge and obstacle, knowing that you are fighting for me and that your plans for me are good. Jehovah Rapha, I pray for your healing touch to flow through every part of my being, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Mend the broken places within me and restore my soul with your love and grace. Protect me from the snares of the enemy and surround me with your angels as I navigate the trials of this life. Extend your blessings and protection over my loved ones and draw them close to your heart. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement as we pray for each other, believing that your will shall be done in our lives. Lord, give us the wisdom to pursue intimacy with you, to abide in your presence, and allow your love to transform us from the inside out. We claim victory over every challenge and declare healing over every wounded heart. Fill us with your Holy Spirit and empower us to be your light in this world. Lord, may we be a people who are known for our deep intimacy with you, our unwavering faith, and our commitment to drawing near to you each and every day. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness, for your constant presence, and for your unconditional love. We trust in your goodness and surrender our lives into your hands. Let your will be done on earth and in our lives as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forevermore. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comments section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Power up fall projects with Ego at Lowe's. Every tool delivers power beyond belief. So whether it's leaves, limbs, or lawn cleanup, count on Ego to deliver the power, performance, and innovation you need. And now for a limited time, save up to $60 on select blowers, chainsaws, and pole saws. Shop Ego today at Lowe's. Offers valid through 10/1 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.